6 minutes after six for the Grease Man here, DC 101. Have you been following the Von Bulow murder trial in the papers? Man, you know that's going to be an ABC special as soon as the trial is resolved. This guy is accused of, you know, giving his wife an overdose of insulin. She was a diabetic, inducing a coma from which she has yet to recover to inherit the millions and millions of dollars she has. I mean, it's just ripe for whatever happens. I mean, I can just see Ernie Anderson.
Tonight at 9, the money, the murder, the love. ABC presents Von Bulow. Did he kill her? Was he a millionaire? Was he a murderer? ABC presents Von Bulow.
You know, just think of it. In the paper, they have the testimony today that his lover, yes, he was cheating on Sonny. And his lover was in court giving damning testimony, saying that, yes, he watched her almost slip away and almost just let her die. One time she was taking too many drugs and mixing it with her diabetes medicine, and she started to slip away, but at the last minute he picked up the phone and called an ambulance and saved her. So they're trying to prove that one day he got the courage and gave her the injection. And while her testimony made all the papers this morning, there was another witness that was on the stand before she did that didn't get any press at all. I got a friend of mine that works out in the courtroom, is how come I know about it. There was a hush that fell over the courtroom as the counselor for the prosecution called the family gardener up on the stand. You see, like many service people, he'd been with the family for years, and he was almost like part of the woodwork. They didn't know that he was around when he'd be there digging in the backyard, arranging the weeds, working the lawnmower in his green little uniform. But Lord knows, he picked up some interesting tidbits. And so, the prosecution glanced triumphantly at Klaus Von Bulow as he sat there with his head buried in his hands at the defendant's table. He turned to a surprised witness and said, "Sir, would you please turn to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury and state your name?"
David.
David what?
Just David.
All right, I guess we can go with the informality. All right, David, if you would please state to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury what foodstuff Sonny Von Bulow ingested on the day she lapsed into her coma.
Chicken wings.
She was eating chicken wings. All right, so she was in the kitchen eating chicken wings. Is there anything at all she said before she passed out and lapsed into the coma?
Boom shakalaka.
Obviously, the anaphylactic reaction induced by the overdose of insulin and the chicken wings. Perhaps the grease was tainted. Obviously tainted food. Obviously the will to deceive. Obviously a crime here. My instincts tell me there's deception. My instincts tell me there is evil. My instincts tell me murder. Tell me, David, what do your instincts tell you?
My instincts.
Uh-huh.